Greetings from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We're here today to take you on another journey through The Spirits Book by Allan Kardec. Today's segment covers the visits between the spirits of living persons, questions 413 to 418, plus the concealed transmission of thought, questions 419 to 421.
Enjoy.
Question 413. The principle of the soul's emancipation during sleep seems to indicate that we live two lives simultaneously, that of the body involving our life of outward relationships and that of the soul involving our life of concealed relationships. Is this precise?
In the state of emancipation, the life of the body yields to that of the soul. But, properly speaking, there are not two lives. Instead, there are two phases of the same life. People do not live double lives.
Question 414. Can two people who know each other visit each other during sleep?
Yes, and many others who do not think they know each other while awake meet and converse. Without even suspecting it, you may even have friends in another country. The phenomena during sleep in which you visit friends, relatives, acquaintances, and individuals who may be useful to you is so frequent that you experience it almost every night.
Question 415. Of what use are these nocturnal visits if we do not remember them?
Ordinarily, upon awakening, an intuition remains that is almost always the origin of certain ideas which arise spontaneously without your being able to explain them, and which are but the ones grasped during such colloquies.
Question 416. Can people cause spirit visits at will? For example, can they say, upon going to bed, "Tonight, I wish to meet in spirit with such and such person to speak with him or her and tell him or her about such and such thing"?
Here is what actually happens. The person sleeps and the spirit wakens, but the spirit is often very far from following what the person resolved while awake, because the life of the person interests the spirit very little when it is set free from matter. This applies to individuals who are already quite evolved, though. The others spend their spirit existence in an entirely different manner. These either give in to their passions or remain inactive altogether. Thus, it may happen that, depending on the reason proposed, the spirit may go to visit the desired individual, but the mere desire, while awake to do so, is not its reason for actually doing it.
Question 417. Can a certain number of incarnate spirits meet and form a gathering?
Of course, the bonds of friendship, old or new, frequently reunite a number of spirits who feel happy at being together.
Author's remarks for question 417. The word "old" refers to the ties of friendship contracted in previous existences. Upon awakening, we bring back an intuition of the ideas we have acquired during such concealed colloquies, even though their source appears unknown to us. Question 418. If a person believed a friend to be dead, but who in reality was not, could that person meet the friend in spirit and thus know that she was still alive? In such a case, could this person have an intuition about it upon awakening?
As a spirit, the individual can certainly see the friend and know how she is. If the belief in her death was not meant as a trial, the person will have a presentiment that she is alive, or that she is in fact dead.
Question 419. Why is it that the same idea, a discovery for example, arises at the same time in many places?
We have already stated that during sleep, spirits communicate with one another. Well then, when the body awakens, the spirit remembers what it has learned, and the person thinks he or she has invented it. Thus, many may seem to have discovered the same thing at the same time. When you say that an idea is floating around, you employ a figure of speech that is more precise than you think. Without even suspecting it, everyone has contributed towards developing it.
Author's remark, or question 419. In this way, our spirit itself often unknowingly reveals the object of our waking preoccupations to other spirits. Question 420. Can spirits communicate with one another when the body is completely awake?
A spirit is not enclosed in its body as if it were in a box. It radiates all around in every direction. Hence, it can communicate with other spirits even in the waking state, although it does so with more difficulty.
Question 421. Why do two perfectly awake persons sometimes have the same thought at exactly the same time?
They are two attuned spirits who communicate with each other and read each other's thoughts even when they are not asleep.
Author's remarks for question 421. When spirits meet, there is sometimes a communication of thought that enables two persons to see and understand each other without the need for verbal language. They may be said to speak the language of spirits.